go right ahead, okay? I'm not going to leave the laptop. Although, Josh, thank you. It'd be great to have you here. Thank you for participating. Thank you for supporting my family, too. Very, very seriously. I have a few things I just want to say in preface. One is, I think the conversations this afternoon have been fabulous, and I sort of wish we had designated an official secretary, because I would like to hear a summary of everything and read it, and I know the library would. If anyone wants to send me their notes, the best notes get a barbecue lunch in North Carolina. You can compare vinegar barbecue with tomato barbecue. We can have a little colloquium on that. But I would love to have copies of anything anyone is willing to share at goodlistening@gmail.com. The other is, on the advice of my liver specialist, I have to go home this afternoon. And he won't let me stay at Arsk another evening. So I'm going to cut out immediately at the end of this planned session. So I just want to say thank you to everybody, and I mean that especially to our local hosts. This has been fantastic. Give the mayor our best. It's a wonderful city, these museums. And to those of you who, you know, I was really glad to see, and I'm sorry I didn't spend more time with each of you. So sorry to take up your time with that personal stuff, but I really wanted to get that out before I run. So with that, I really am here just to facilitate a discussion over what you've been sitting through since this morning, hearing about the plans, seeing all the bullets, thinking about ARSC, and hearing these great presentations. Okay, well, you can. David, thank you.
There's been a lot of great conversations today, including over lunch. And I think one of the areas that maybe might be a point of clarification is that a lot of the initiatives that we could put forward could go out under the auspices of the NRPB or ARSC or individual institutions. And is there a thought on how to do that? And should we be kind of keeping ARSC and NRPB informed of these conversations? Because they may carry more weight if they're coming out from NRPB, but I think some guidance on that might be useful.
So, as I understand it, you're suggesting a communications channel for ARSC members and groups to discuss progress and or things related to the plan and preservation policy in general. Do I have that right?
If somebody was putting forward a grant to an agency, would it go through ARSC, or should it go from an individual institution or a consortium? And how do we all know what's going on? I think we're all eager to kind of get portions of this plan moving forward, but should there be a central coordinating committee through the board that is providing feedback and input into this process?
This is like, talk about sort of the knee-jerk reaction to any kind of question like this, and mine is Brenda. I don't think Brenda's here, but Brenda, there you are. But no, Brenda has been designated by the ARSC board as the liaison and coordinator with the NRPB. Now, I want to point out, this is one of the problems in ARSC that I wanted to mention earlier today, and you've given me impetus to do it, which is too many committees at ARSC. Well, they have a number of committee members, or 90% of the work is the committee chair. Certainly true of the copyright committee, although less and less. Bruce has done amazing things, so less so than it used to be, but Brenda needs help. I mean, she has a job. I don't know if you knew that, but she does something for a living in addition to being conference manager and coordinating this study and now being the ARSC, being assigned as coordinator of sort of NRPB things. So, Mr. President, what's your view?
Well, I was just handed a microphone, so I guess I'm supposed to say something about this, and am happy to do so. The board is very much behind this. We met with the with Pat and the Library of Congress people last fall, even before the rollout, and put some things in. I think the stage that we're at right now, just speaking for ARISC and the board, is looking for the best way to coordinate this. And yes, Brenda around here? Although she's shrinking into her seat, did agree to coordinate proposals that go forth from ARISC. The board is very interested in getting ideas, don't even have to be fleshed out proposals, from our committees, whether it's education and training, or whether it's discography perhaps, or whether it's obviously technical, has already done some work in that area. But I think we're looking for a way to coordinate this better and to maybe have a central place. So we look for suggestions on that front.
Well, since I'm on the board for another half hour, is it until the board or the new board decides we send questions to Brenda and Brenda will shuttle them to wherever they go, whether that's committees or to the president or whatever, or does the president form a committee to handle these things, or do we call for volunteers in the room for people who might be interested in handling these? If ARISC is going to take ownership of the committee or of the plan, who at ARISC is the person to talk to about that?
Okay, at the moment, if it's going to be a committee of ARISC, we don't want committees of ARISC going directly to a funding agency without our knowing about it, obviously. So you need to come to the board. The board can be through any board member, can be through me. I will bring Brenda in on it at that point. Any reasonable request, believe me, we will forward. And there could be some unreasonable ones, you don't know about that. But any reasonable request, the board will be happy to endorse, or through Nathan, the executive director. We just need to know what's going on, this minimal coordination we're talking about. We're looking to Brenda to make sure committees don't collide with each other and that they do, in fact, conform to what the plan is looking for. And from that point on, we'll work with Brenda or I or a board member would be happy to work with the committee if they need it to then make put it into the form that can be forwarded to the foundation or the appropriate place. Is that fair, Brenda? Perhaps Brenda should say a word about this too.
Really don't want to talk? Let's finish up this conversation before I bring up a new point.
Okay, I'm still pondering this because I thought that initially I was just compiling the original response to the NRPB, but I guess, not to say no here, I'm perfectly happy to help coordinate any responses, and I think just sending me a direct email will be fine, and then I'll take it up with the appropriate board members and committee members and route from there.
One more thing to consider as to maybe to lighten your load, Brenda, is Brandon, what was the name of the software we used for a while here for closed sort of ARSC conversations? I shouldn't say closed, but focused. What was that called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, please. We had an alternative communications forum to the ARSC list for a while in which people... And that was yours, right? Okay, thank you. The board might consider reviving that and restricting it to ARSC members and having certain NRPB or subject-related things so there could be closed conversations to ARSC members that aren't sort of the ARSC list madness. And, you know, it's just there are tools for controlling dialogue that aren't totally public but also are, focused, our public, I guess, within our community, and yet focused by subject. That software still exists. It was pretty good. It just wasn't for the ARSC list. You know, it was sort of too good for the ARSC list. So.
It still exists. It's off. It's not live right now on the website, but it's stored.
Yeah, it's just see whether that, you know, if there was a way that said collection inventory, and there'd be discussions about just things like that, whether that might work for you. That's all. I just wanted to remind you that it was there at one time.
New topic, Sam. The plan speaks to the need for public-private partnerships, and I think it does so sincerely, and it does so in the right places. The question I have is, given that ARSC is 40% collectors who do not deal with sound recordings in their daily jobs, how would you suggest collectors and institutions work together to start to access the holdings of private individuals?
Start for access to holdings?
Accessing or even inventorying the whole thing.
Given
that a private individual is not going to get any traction with a funding agency.
Okay. Well, there are two answers. We've talked about how private individuals might form together under a committee at ARSC, which, you know, and might ARSC might help meet needs of several private collectors who have mutual needs. That's just sort of something that we discussed earlier. One of the things plan is a call for sort of a collections database. And that is sort of, it was something that was inspired by Don Crummell's Resources in American Music. What's it called, Jerry? Is Jerry here? Yeah. Anyway, it was a book forum. MLA got together a group to sort of put it online, and I don't know where that stands now, but it was, thinking about that, I thought it was a wonderful thing to sort of have a place where libraries might list just the big collections they have, not catalog them and say they're available, but open it up to any collector who is willing to make his or her collection public. And it wasn't meant for institutions. ARSC paid for a software developer to work on this, and the Library of Congress has offered to coordinate keying into it. So we sort of hope to, what we want to do, what I've been sort of talking with the library about, is to set up a few test records in it, look at the software again, see if it needs any adapting, and bring it back. And hopefully, it's the kind of thing that doesn't fit so well on the Library of Congress website, something I was talking about this morning. But the software's been written, Brandon worked on it, set, made the specs for it years ago, and we want to try that out. It's not something, one of the things, and I had some discussions with some collection managers here very briefly at the party at the MAR, was the, you know, what kind of burden is this on collection managers to key in their holdings somewhere else? They're already doing it in many places. And the idea was to make it very brief with some tags and subject terms. So if someone's looking for World War II radio, they would see everywhere it is without having someone, without asking the manager to list, yes, I own 17 Edward R. Murrows and 5 Robert St. Johns and things like that. So that's one thing, but then that's the point of this. What else can you think of that might work? I mean, that's why we're doing this. And this conversation isn't going to be ended in 45 minutes, I hope. That is to say, I hope it'll go on and you know, we have a place to discuss it. But those are two answers there.
I don't think I ever recall a conference where people have just kind of opened the purse and say, hey, look, all this money is available. Why don't you guys ask for it? And obviously, I think all the institutions in here have projects that they feel would be well served to be funded through one of these organizations. But there are other things which I think would be useful to all institutions, and even to collectors as well. And I think those are the projects that ARSC should be, pursuing funding for as an organization as opposed to individual institutions. And a couple of those things that come to my mind would be things like, to my knowledge, there's never been a study done of cylinder mold and what that actually is. There was some testing done in Holland by a laboratory that indicated that there was absolutely nothing biological going on at all with cylinder mold, and it strikes me as being amazing that here we are 100 years after that format and we still don't even know, and yet it's something which is a terribly important issue in our archives because our wax cylinders are deteriorating under our noses, and yet we don't even know what's causing it. So how can we do anything to truly remediate that or prevent that process? And that's something I think that maybe the technical committee might be interested in putting together some sort of a grant proposal to have that looked at. Or maybe zinc Berliners and the oxidation of the zinc and those recordings and what can be done to prevent that. Or you know, there's many, many issues that I think are very important. But to a larger extent that would really help collectors as well, many of you are familiar with the old American Vintage Record Labelography Project, which morphed into the American National Discography and so forth, which currently is kind of the EDVR that David Soibert and Sam have been working on. But that was originally envisioned to be not only a discography, but also a cataloging tool, which collectors and archives could use. And really, ultimately, what held that up and why it doesn't exist today is strictly a funding issue. And now that the discography committee apparently has been reconstituted, and Michael Gray is, I gather, heading that, maybe the discography committee could be spearheading an effort to submit a grant application for funding to get that done. So I think there's, from my perspective, a lot of opportunity here and a lot of people who are standing up here saying, hey, let us know what you need and let us know how it would impact the community at large.
You know, what I appreciate that, Kurt. One thing that brings to mind is that this, I keep talking about this website of preservation resources, and one of the aspects of the preservation resources website is something that sort of has gone on in the Ars Journal over the years, which has been mostly about recordings and performance research, is research in progress. And I would hope that, and this is something that the Ars website could do today, tomorrow. It's easy, as I say, I'm happy to volunteer Robin and Kim for anything, but that is what's going on in material science today. And it's something where maybe it's a wiki page and where people who are working on material science projects, as were announced and discussed here by the Library of Congress, earlier in this conference, might have a place to list research in progress. And then among the research in progress wiki, and this is just a matter of, could be buying software to have people contribute, would be a place for Kurt Nock to say, I really am concerned about cylinder mold. What research has been done? Is this something the Library of Congress could take on? The Library of Congress is taking on these projects, looking at material science and conservation issues, for their collections. But there's nothing they have in their collections that you all don't have in your collections, cylinder mold and Berliner zincs included. But that's the kind of thing that our website might do, and it's not that hard to do, just to say research in progress the way we used to in the journal. As I say, easy for me to say, but it could be something that, and if it's up there, I assure you it will be monitored by the material scientists at the Library of Congress. They're interested in that. They are going to want to announce what they're doing with your tax money. They're going to want to tell you what they're doing and what progress it is and where it's. That's why they were here talking about what they're doing. So we're not that far from something like that. It's just, and that's something, I'm sure that Kim and Robin will have up in a week or two. But seriously, we need to go to the board or at least assess all these things that they're being asked to do. What's more important? How hard are they to do? Maybe they need some volunteers. Maybe there's some software ARS could buy to have a controlled wiki on things like this for people to announce things. It's doable, and it seems like it's communication. And it goes back to public-private, too, doesn't it?
I'd like to go back to your last comment but one about the recordings version of RAM and just point out quickly that there's precedent for what you were talking about in having public and private collections mixed in the Sheet Music Consortium. And in case you haven't been in touch with those folks, they may have something to share. And also, as far as public-private partnerships, another advantage to those for the private parties is, especially if we can bring pre-1972 sound recordings under federal law and have meaningful Section 108 reform, is that there are provisions in the law that public, or at least libraries, are able to take advantage of that private collectors are not, and they may be able to tag along on those.
So. Yeah, and I mean, I use the Sheet Music Consortium all the time. And as I said something today, David Giovannoni has made enormous contributions to the National Jukebox. Collector dealer Tom Hawthorne has done this on the West Coast. They weren't singled out for special treatment. They came forth and volunteered. And if anyone else has collections, you know, particularly Sony-owned collections that aren't represented in the jukebox, and we've been talking about some way to sort of make all the matrix numbers and takes that are in the jukebox now available publicly for people to see what's there without doing a single, you know, a search. I'm sure Gene, Deanna, and David Sorbert would like to hear from you. It's going to be hard if you say, oh, I have this one record you don't have, because unless it's that mechanism isn't there quite yet, but it was envisioned from day one as a national jukebox for national contributions. So it's only copyright that's stopping us, isn't it, you know?
This is the point at which I need to make the pitch that all presidents do. Sam did just recently, actually, as a former president, and that is for volunteers. We are wide open. ARSC is wide open, and the board is committed to supporting this, but we need some people to do it. Now, if it's a project like public-private, for example, or something of that nature, and that's something that you're interested in working on, please let us know, because this is something that to some degree falls out of the normal structure of ARSC in terms of its ordinary operations. And in some cases, like the technical committee, existing committees have risen to the challenge, but in others they haven't. So we've got a lot of enthusiasm in this room. We've had some excellent ideas in this room, which I've been writing down, but we need the people to carry them out. And I just want to tell you whether it's constituting, we can be happy to constitute a new committee or task force, perhaps around an idea or put you together with others, but we need the people who will dig into this and lead this and wrangle it, so to speak, be the wrangler. So please, if you have a particular project or area that, just don't say who's doing that, let us know, and we'll do whatever we can to help realize that, and would like to have you be the person that helps push that forward. Thanks.
And ARSC could provide you with the tools to do it. I mean, it makes me think, how many people here are interested in material science? Okay, so I see, you know, I saw a dozen hands at least. How many of you might want to volunteer to coordinate that piece of a website? If the software were made so that you weren't keying, you'd just sort of be keeping the loonies out, in a sense, you know. Bill has raised his hand. I mean, you know, and then maybe ARSC or even the NRPB, if they see this as an important thing, could, if there's software you need to buy to do it, you could get support for that from the library. I mean, there are ways to do that. The library doesn't give out grants, but they're, you know, when there's a need for this and it serves a national need, that's what I see this conversation is about. And the board is not here to just say, what can ARSC do for the plan? I mean, it's supposed to serve all of us.
As the web editor, I'd like to invite everybody that's here to email me anything that you're doing, your institution's thinking about, to do with the plan. I'm not promising what will happen after that, but I think that it would be a big help at this sort of brainstorming point to know what kind of information we would be taking in if we had a sort of clearinghouse or wiki, and then we can kind of see where that takes us. So on the website, pretty much everybody's name is a hot link to their email address, like on the committee's list, all the chairs anyway, and the board's list. So really, you know, email anybody. And you don't want you to have to go searching for a specific person. And to, you know, and that person can forward it to me. I'll take it. And then I think that's a place to start. And then we'll try to formalize it a little bit more. And as long as it's just the people in this room, it won't be. But no, it can go beyond this room. So.
One of the things that seems would be invaluable, a lot of the conversation sort of jumps around some kind of effective way to communicate what we're all doing in regard to the plan. I know I would love to have a way to report back to everyone what we're doing at the library, and any new developments that come up that might impact what you're doing. So we maybe ought to think about sort of a communication plan for the plan, for our work on the plan, and what tools that might entail.
One thing I can tell you is that the library is committed to reporting to the National Recording Preservation Board members much more frequently than they have of what's going on. And you have two representatives on the board, and when the library does send their newsletters or email newsletters, there'll be nothing in it that will prevent them from sharing it with you. But that's not on the whole progress of the plan, but just another way for the library staff of the NRPB to communicate with the representatives on the board, with Bill and David and Jim and Brenda and others.
As we move forward at our institution and align our policies and procedures with the preservation plan, and we move forward with grants, say like at the Grammys, you know, consult somebody with ARSC or something like that, is there a way to put forth those grants saying, yes, we have support of ARSC, or we have support of the board? Is there a way to do that?
I'm going to answer for myself.
Yeah.
And say no, because ARSC is not going to say, yes, we endorse your grant, because someone else might have forgotten to ask. ARSC has never done that. Now, if the board decides to do that and bless grants, maybe. On the other hand, there are things like TCO4, the YASA Technical Committee Report on Preservation Practices. There are some specific practices recommended in the plan and the study, and there's nothing to say that we are in compliance with the recommended best practices of 2013 in TCO4 or in this and do that. If the ARSC board wants to start blessing specific things, you can understand the problem with it. It's not for me to say they're not going to do it. I can say I can see there's going to be issues with it presently. With that said, there are lots of standards you should quote. And someone had asked earlier in the session about help in writing grants. There are those of us who are happy to talk to people about writing grants, people like me who have written grants. And if you go to the NEH website for this July deadline, there are sample grant applications, successful grant applications. I assume that's still true, Josh. You can nod. I can see you. He's saying yes. He said he wants to talk. He's here he comes. You don't want to talk. Or call Josh. Call Josh. I say it's two words, movie. Call Josh for advice. He's sitting there. I can see him. I hear you. Anyway, really, that is what the program officer is for, is to help you craft and give you feedback before you write the grant. And that's a way. You know, if you say, I'm going to copy all my cylinders to cassettes, he's going to say, you're unlikely to get funding, that kind of thing. But it gets much more sophisticated than that. But they do have sample grant applications online, successful ones. I can't read your lips. Wait a minute, we're not hearing you. Can you bring up Josh?
I don't have the audio patched over there.
Oh, you're not. Well, here you come. Thank you.
Hold on.
What, isn't there a sci-fi? Is it like Futurama where they sort of carry around a head? I'm glad Josh doesn't look like Richard Nixon. I think it's Nixon they have in a, isn't he the one they have in a bell jar or something? Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
I just wanted to say, I didn't mean to make a big show of this, but I could be available for some quick consultations at the end of this panel if people want to come up to the Skype laptop and talk to the disembodied head.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate the effort you're making on Saturday. This is your forum. No, Brenda. Yeah, Brenda's
Robin's
just.
Been volunteering. Kim's done some volunteering. Who else is going to step up? Somebody ought to be doing something about this. Who's it going to be? Anybody who's standing.
Yeah. There you go. Lose. It's like musical chairs. Duck, 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 goose. Well, this is intended to be a beginning, and we do have a website, and it's not there just for our two web. Can we call you webmasters, or we have to?
Web editor,
Is it webmaster, mistress? I don't know. That's the point is it our two web coordinators, it's not like everything is on their shoulders. This is, I mean, that's the point of the web, and there might be software we can look into and places. Now that we have a particular members-only section, there's some great opportunities to continue the communication and brainstorm.
Since I've been volunteered, I would like to volunteer the people who have been working on the AV Artifact Atlas. It is hosted on MediaWiki, and I think if we want a wiki, it's a good model. So I volunteer
The full address?
The AV Artifact Atlas or MediaWiki.
They're two different things?
Yeah.
And both.
MediaWiki is www.mediawiki.org.
Thank you.
And the AV Artifact Atlas, hold on. Okay.
Well, we could probably Google that if that's the name,
sure. I'll put them both on Twitter because I've been tweeting.
And who manages those? Who does those? Thank you. The Bay Area, BAVC, Bay Area Video Coalition, which has a lot of good instructional stuff out on video preservation. A nice CDR that they sell, rather.
Sam, you and I have talked a lot about the film preservation guide and the, I don't know what the official title is, but the audio preservation guide that was, the chapter contents were outlined, mm-hmm. and we've talked about pros and cons of taking a wiki approach, because I think part of the issue is, you know, let's volunteer Brenda to be the general editor of this new publication, and there's, you know, I think almost everybody would make a contribution to that in whatever their area of expertise is, if we could put together a general outline, kind of like they do with Wikipedia, where they get the such and such project, and then they kind of farm out the various sub things. I think that might be a way of, we could still publish it as a print thing that could get in people's hands, but I think we collectively, if we could all put in 20 minutes in writing something for that, it'll be much more likely to succeed than if we appoint a general editor that has to claw at people's time to get them to edit their or write their chapter.
I was actually just proposing that they set up and host. We should all contribute content, but we need somebody to actually set it up and host it.
Is that nice young lady who came up to me after the education and training panel? Is she here? I forget your name. Okay, she's not here. I had a volunteer earlier to do social networking type stuff to help with that. So, Hannah, yeah, okay. So, we'll find her.
One of the things that, in terms of outreach, is to find the way that people can in-reach. And most people, or at least a good number of people, approach many of these questions through Wikipedia itself. And if there is some, I'm wondering if there is some way to direct them either from there to where we are going to be putting up perhaps more thoughtfully considered answers, or to actually find some way to deal with the Wikipedia people and actually clarify what's on their pages and say ARSC or such committee, not affiliated with ARSC or whatever, as of thus and such a date, because information does change, but to basically reduce the overall BS content and a lot of that stuff as well.
There are Wikipedia procedures and Wikipedia sort of master editors, and I don't know how it works, because particularly with the really hot topics, the political ones and the ones where cranks and arguments take place, I don't know how it works. But I do know that my my Cinderella Midnight's come, so I'm going to go. It's 3:45. Is it 3:45?
Yeah.
My flight's at 5:30, so.
I have a quick partial answer to your question, Steve. I have a quick partial answer to your question, which is, have you noticed recently that when you search for something in Google, and particularly if it's a what is type of question or how do I find, the top results almost always come from Wikipedia? That's sort of my roundabout way of saying that it's a bit of a programming question. If we create this handbook wiki, then it's a question of making sure that that is the source that pops up in Google when somebody searches for how do I digitize a sticky tape. I'm not a programmer, I'm not a search engine optimization specialist, so I don't actually know how to do that, but I think that would be... The quicker way,
Aaron. We need one or two volunteers to write wiki articles about the Association of Recorded Sound Collections and another wiki on the National Recording Preservation Plan.
That link.
Do we have
to...
a volunteer? So, which one do you want? You want to do them both, Sue, or you just do one? Pick one. Okay, so we have a volunteer to write a wiki article on ARSC, which can then be full of links that go back to other things, including our own website. And we have a volunteer to write a wiki article about the National Recording Preservation Plan. Henry? Jessica? Eric? Gerald's got it now. Uh-oh.
Need to make a big show. There is an article on the board, which I think is pretty good, but it's always great to, they get stale pretty quickly, so it'd be good if somebody monitored.
Make one gorilla suggestion, which is on Wikipedia, anybody can add anything to any article. So it one way to get a reference back to ARSC or any of these other projects, you know, a link back would be to add a relevant reference within the text of an article, and then at the bottom under the resources you credit it and they would be your link.
Okay, so we still need one more volunteer. Jessica Whiteley has volunteered to write the article on the National Recording Preservation Plan.
How do you spell her last name?
B-I-T-E-L-Y. Did you have something more, Eric?
To add to what the gentleman just said about adding links, just to point out that that's actually essential to keeping the wiki page on the Wikipedia, because if you don't have links from other articles, they will eventually say, there is nothing that links to this page, and schedule it for deletion. So when part of writing a Wikipedia article should include going into other pages that are relevant and linking back to the related article that you wrote. Also, if we're talking about setting up our own wiki, it's worth knowing that the MediaWiki, which is the software that powers the Wikipedia, is itself open source and not difficult at all to install. So if we have server space, we could set up our own Wikipedia. Just don't call it that.
Some words from the president-elect on the this initiative?
Ars does a wonderful job of putting people on the spot, and I admire that, and I'm observing and picking up tips for how to do that in the future, so watch out. I think I'm volunteering for basically a large and undefined quantity of volunteer projects that I'm still sorting out, but thank you.
Any more thoughts? Vinny? Peter? Was that a hand, Robin?
No.
No,
it's my hair. I volunteered for enough already.
She's setting a very good example.
Come on, can't slap people.
Mark?
I've been volunteered for several things.
Sarah?
I'd like to ask the crowd something. How many folks here are practitioners, have a studio, do the work rather than talk, academics? Okay, practitioners. I just want to, and how many would be willing to share, what you're doing? Have an intern maybe come, have a librarian type come and spend a day or a week or just seeing what you do. Okay, we've got one, two, yeah. So we've got some, that's just something I wanted to, an aspect of all this. We tend to get pretty high level, big thoughts sometimes and forget the basic hands-on stuff that we want to share with each other. So. I want to encourage everyone that actually has some the engineering experience to make sure you stay in the conversation and share your stuff on the website.
Steve Weiss, you had previously volunteered to give up 200 hours over the next year to be president of ARSC. What? I think it's time to wrap this up. Thank everybody who volunteered. Thank everyone for a wonderful conference. Thank everyone who submitted proposals. It was a wonderful bunch of proposals to sort through as program chair. We will now move into the resumption of the board meeting. Is that ARSC membership meeting, 4 o'clock. So there's, if anybody wants to go powder their nose, we'll reconvene at 4 o'clock for that meeting. Remember, there are more copies of the plan here for your boss.